Hey, Dog Pound. Nathan Zagura here in Berea, where Mike Pettine just addressed the media following the Browns' loss to Pittsburgh. As they get ready for the bye week, it will be a time of self-reflection and self-evaluation, according to the head coach.
You're taking this opportunity to learn, really understand the why of where we are. You know, being a 2-8 football team forces you to question yourself, question your methods. And the fact of the matter is we're not playing good enough football. We're not playing complete football games. Not playing well enough. We're not coaching well enough. And we have to, that all has to be improved.
Seems that the Browns will ponder everything in order to right this ship over the final six games of the year. One thing, though, that you don't have to ponder is how Mike Pettine felt about Johnny Manziel's performance against the Steelers.
Just to go back to yesterday and echo, the film showed it even more. I mean, he showed significant progress. I mean, that was one of the better quarterbacking performances. Being on the road in that environment, I've seen where things have gone bad early and guys go in the tank and they get that glazed look in their eye. He was the exact opposite. I mean, he was loose. He was into it. I thought he did an outstanding job in between series, getting input from the other quarterbacks and Flip, and then on the headset with Kev. I mean, I just thought the improvement that he made from the Cincinnati game to this one, I mean, it was a leap.
Now, Pettine wouldn't go so as far to name Manziel the starter for the rest of the season, but clearly was impressed with how much he progressed, as was I. Clearly a different quarterback from the pocket, and all you can hope for a young quarterback in what is basically his fourth full game as a starter is to see that kind of improvement, and we saw that in spades against the Steelers. Hopefully he gets an opportunity to build upon that for the rest of the season. That'll do it for today's edition of the Browns Huddle. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns. And coming up this week, we're going to tell you three things to keep your eye on in the second half of the season. And also, we're going to give you a preview of the final six opponents on the Browns schedule.